Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And good morning, Allie Stevens in for Mark Lawrence, and I have a live in-studio guest, and his name is Cameron Engelhardt. He is a habitat manager at the Fish and Boat Commission and a resident of Mifflinburg, correct?
That's correct.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you, and I'm also glad that the rain is happening this weekend, because that means that the following weekend we will probably have pretty nice weather. The annual Mifflinburg Fishing Derby is coming up, and so this is a fun event, and it's for kids, and it's all about fishing, and Cameron Engelhardt is the organizer. You revived this event last year.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so tell us, you know, what inspired you to start this event?
Yeah, so as you had mentioned, I'm a lifelong resident in Mifflinburg. When I was a child growing up, you know, the fishing derby is one thing that kids looked forward to, and it kind of came and went, and then it came back again, only to be went away. And in 2020, we had the opportunity with some partners working with Fish and Boat to do a habitat project there, and unfortunately, COVID kind of squashed that, and we had to wait a year. So in 2021, we did a habitat project, and then it was my goal to revive the Fishing Derby once again for the community, and to also help showcase, what we did, as a project there. So, excited to have it back as the second year, and looking for a good turnout. Unfortunately, last year we had some flooding on the day prior to the event, and we had to kind of postpone it. So, cross our fingers, Mother Nature cooperates a little better this year.
I hope so too. It's actually a lot of proms that day too, so I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that are like, "Let's just have a beautiful May 6th." So the day starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's at Harry Haney Ball Fields, which are on 8th Street in Mifflinburg.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and so how do you get involved? How do you sign up?
Just show up. Yeah, like I said, it's for kids up to 12 years of age. We'll have booths set up. The Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance will have a booth and education and setting, and Trout Unlimited as well. The Union County Conservation District will have a little game there for kids and stuff. I know my 4-year-old, he loved their game last year that they had, as well as MIF CPAP, which is a new nonprofit, Community Parks and Action Projects. They'll have a booth set up selling ducks. They're going to actually hold a duck derby just after our fishing derby there. So, come out and be part of the day.
How does a fishing derby work? What does that explain?
So we purchase fish and stock them. In this case, this is on Buffalo Creek. It's a Commonwealth water, so Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission rules and regulations apply. But we're purchasing over 600 fish for this year's event, including golden rainbows. We're going to have numerous fish over 20 inches, so somebody's going to be a lucky recipient, and hopefully of catching the big one. And we have a bunch of prizes to hand out for tagged fish, and the top three biggest fish are able to be checked in, and prizes will be given out for them, including a free taxidermy mount of
the fish
of their choice. Yep.
Very nice. So you just go out and you fish between 8 and 4 and try and catch the biggest fish.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is trout we're talking about?
Yep. This is all trout. Yep.
You can tell I'm real outdoorsy.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. We're talking with Cameron Engelhardt about the annual Mifflinburg Fishing Derby. It's next weekend, May 6th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meeting at the Harry Haney Ball Fields, 8th Street in Mifflinburg. This event is hosted by the American Legion Post 410, the Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance, and also your family.
Yep.
Very nice. And sponsored by Mifflinburg Borough and all of the landowners around the area. So this is like a really nice group that came together to make this happen.
Yeah, correct. Like I said, without the other partners, you know, it's tough. It takes a lot of work to make this happen and a lot of money to do it. And, you know, thankfully, the Mifflinburg Borough, which is where majority of the events held, is opening and willing to let us do it. And then on the other side, on the south side of the stream, are private landowners that are gracious enough to leave their land open for the public to fish. And as a result, we have this great event and can plan to continue to do it for years to come on the first Saturday of May every year. So
I did not grow up fishing, as you can tell, but it sounds like this is a really nice tradition for families to have their kids learn to fish early.
Yeah, it is. It's fishing. Fishing is a sport you can enjoy no matter what age you are, and you can make memories along the way. And I know I cherish all the memories I have from the time I was a little kid, about my son's age to now I'm 33 and I still enjoy fishing, and I plan to do it as long as I can get out and about and enjoy and be healthy. So
are there any like tips for kids?
Nope.
Just stand there and hope for the best.
Keep your line in the water.
Yep. So I'm assuming there's lots of adults there teaching their kids how to fish during the event.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's plenty.
First-timers?
Yeah, there's first-timers, and then there's if you want to call them veteran 12-year-olds, they're out and about and have plenty of experience and just enjoying their time. So, yeah, you don't have to sign up. Just show up at any time between 8 and 4 and try your luck and hopefully get some prizes and be rewarded in the end and enjoy some refreshments along the way.
Very nice. And Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance, talk about that. Are you familiar with that organization?
Yeah. So Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance, it's another nonprofit that does a lot of conservation work throughout the area. Not just on Buffalo Creek, but kind of all over in Union County. Matter of fact, they were out doing a litter cleanup just the other day, you know, on along 192. So very conservation oriented, whether it's in stream or on land, they do it all. So
wonderful. All right. So Cameron Engelhart is with us today from the Fish and Boat Commission. He's a habitat manager, but also the organizer of the annual Mifflinburg Fishing Derby, ages 12 years and older. Under. So you can fish all the way up to 12 years, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
Good. It's a kids event, but it's a lot of fun, and that will be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. May 6th, Harry Haney Ballfields on 8th Street in Mifflinburg. 600-plus trout. Is that a lot? That sounds like a lot to me.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And a golden rainbow is a kind of trout?
Well, most people call them palominos, but technically they're golden rainbows. But yeah, they're the orange fish that everybody loved to see in the water and catch on opening day of trout season.
So. All right. There'll be prizes for tagged fish, awards for the top three largest fish, and, of course, a special thank you to the sponsors, the Mifflinburg Borough, the landowners, and the American Legion Post 410, and the Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance. Thanks so much, Cameron. Any last comments about this?
Once again, we appreciate you having us on here, and for any additional information, just please go and check out the American Legion Post 410's Facebook page and/or the Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at 570-966-8069.